This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 4-26, 2008, 6 p.m. hour.
You're listening to the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM.
And this is one-of-a-kind radio, I assure you, because what I'm doing is a combination of astrology and card readings, and I'll be with you until 7 o'clock taking your calls and making predictions for you. And our lines are pretty full. We have one line available at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Back to the phones, Diane in Massachusetts. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Marta. How are you?
I'm well, Diane. Thank you. I see you're in Aries. And what's your question for me?
I'd like to know how my job is doing.
Okay. Are you so how long have you been with this particular company?
2.5 years.
Okay, so it's still relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the Queen of Hearts, which is the card that represents you. And as far as what's going on with this job, you've got the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the sixth house of employment. So it makes me wonder what's going on that makes you feel uneasy. Are people talking about things?
Yeah, like there's a lot of changes, a lot of moves. And
okay, and so it's what, people gossiping and fear spreading around and stuff?
A little bit of that, and a little bit like, like overseas.
Okay, things moving overseas, sure. I don't see you personally being in jeopardy.
Okay.
It may be that the division that you're in is still going to keep enough work here at home. The thing that's interesting in this layout in front of me is that you have double cards in a bunch of places. There's two jacks in the sixth, there's two queens in the fourth, there's two threes in the seventh, there's two fives in the 11th, there's two aces in the 10th. Okay, 5 out of 7 places in this layout contain double cards. And in almost every one of those cases, the two similar cards are side by side. Often that represents two paths. And it may represent for you the possibility of another job. So what these cards clearly indicate is you're going to be okay no matter what, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these cards don't even show a hitch. If you were to lose your job because your division got shipped overseas, you could find something adequate, if not better than what you have right now, at least equal to it, in a matter of a very short time. So there's absolutely nothing here that I see for you to be in the least bit worried about. Worst case scenario, you lose your job and you get a new one as soon as you want to. And I use that phrase very specifically because you might want to take a few weeks off and just collect.
Oh.
And you could.
Mm-hmm.
Diane, there's nothing here to be afraid of.
Okay.
Not a thing here to be afraid of, as I see it, not at all. And look, you're an Aries. Aries is the luckiest sign in the zodiac. Haven't you observed that when things seem to be kind of going, to pot, that something comes along and sort of saves your butt from the fire?
Yeah, but, sometimes I wonder if my luck's running out.
No, your luck's not running out, and it will hold for you even if you do have to move on. So just shrug your shoulders and go to work. You're okay. Thanks for the call.
All right.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Mary in Warwick, welcome to the program. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
You are a Sagittarian.
I am.
What's your question for me?
I have, my sister will tell me that I would have, should have relationships and stuff like that. And I, think that, it would be nice to have an adult relationship. And
have you ever had one?
Yeah, and they just don't seem to work out.
Okay. Are you employed at this time, Mary?
Yeah.
Do you like your job?
Not really.
No. Do you like where you're living right now?
Not really.
Okay. How are you doing health-wise?
I think I'm okay.
Okay. The reason for all of my questions is that you sound completely depressed. And the way that I work with clients all the time, I focus on four things. And those four things are health, work, the home environment, and major relationships. And that's why I asked you, did you like your job? No, you don't. Do you like where you're living? Not very much. Are you in a relationship? No, you're not. You hear what I'm getting at here.
I got out of a relationship in January.
Okay.
And I know that if I want, I can get that back, but I don't want that back
No.
because I didn't make that person happy.
I certainly would never suggest that you go back into a relationship that you knew you needed to get out of.
Anytime I've been in a relationship, it's lasted a long time but it's just never,
It ultimately failed.
I don't see what anything that's out there for me.
Okay. What I'm hearing is that you're a very unhappy person. And if that's the case, you're not going to attract the person who you want to have in your life. And so the first thing that I think you really need to do is work on yourself. I look at this layout. There are no men falling in any of the places that are appropriate. The one man who shows up as someone who you might want in your life is absolutely not available to you. He's already with somebody else, even if he ever was involved with you. And so I would never encourage you to go down that path again. You fall in a picture of confusion. You fall in a picture that says, I'd like to be married, but you continually get involved with men who ultimately are not going to prove marriageable for you. I think you need to look at why you do that. I think sometimes we pick men who we really know in our heart of hearts are not available because we don't want the full measure of what a commitment is. We don't want to do all the things that you have to do when you're a partner of somebody. But I want you to look at that. Honestly, Mary, the best advice I can possibly give you is that for the time being, you need to do some work on you. Maybe therapy, maybe talk to a minister, maybe just really talk at great length with your girlfriends. But you need to look at what energy are you giving out, because the energy is a negative one at this time. Mary, give that some thought, please, and then call me again. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to WPRO. Let's talk to Mary in Somerset. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi, here's another Mary.
Two Marys. Can you ever have too many Marys? Mary, you're a Libra. What's your question for me tonight?
I'm in the same predicament. I wanted to know when I'm going to find someone I'll fall in love again.
Mary, how long has it been?
Oh, about 2 years.
Okay, all right. What kind of a dog is that in the background?
Oh, my Chihuahua.
It sounded like something small.
Yes.
What's his name?
Her name?
Yes, what's her name?
Her name is Ivy.
Ivy. Yeah. I think Chihuahuas are wonderful. My husband had a Chihuahua when he was a little boy. He used to ride him around in the bicycle basket, you know, which was very cute. He named him Mickey Mouse for the cartoon.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so you are born under the sign of Libra. That's the Queen of Diamonds in my system, and you fall on the same set of cards with the King of Clubs, so I need to make sure that's not the old guy. So the man who you broke up with a couple of years ago, what was his birth sign?
Leo.
Okay, good. That's the King of Hearts, and he falls with cards all around that sort of say, no, so that's good. We won't get confused. You know, you happen to have beautiful cards in the seventh house of marriage and partnership. So the day's going to come, believe it or not, you are going to have a relationship that's going to last you a great, great, great long time. The question is when. And it seems to me more likely to come into your life in the year 2009 rather than in the year 2008. So now, if I said to you that you could perhaps get into a really terrific relationship next year, are there things that you would like to do to yourself in order to really be ready for that?
Well, I do go for counseling, and because I have a problem about myself.
Good. Okay. So, you're doing good stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
And when's the last time you did something like change your hairstyle or change the way you do makeup or even the way you dress?
I don't think, probably never. I don't.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought. I'd like you to try to change your image. It's amazing how much we change inside when we change ourselves outside. So if there's a dominant color that you wear, I'd like you to try a different one. If you haven't changed your hairstyle in a long time, I want you to. Let's get a little daring here, Mary. Let's really force you out into the world, because I am confident that there's going to be the man for all time, but I can't describe him to you tonight.
Okay.
So you work on this, have some fun with it, because then you'll be ready and we can talk again and maybe I'll be able to describe this man who I think is going to be so important for you next year.
All right.
Okay, Mary, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line is available. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls, making predictions for you. Looking forward to talking with you. Our lines are full. When I say goodbye to someone, please join in at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Kelly in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hello, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Kelly. I see you're in Aries, and what's your question for me?
I put a bid on a house about 3 weeks ago, and nothing has happened, and I'm getting a little bit anxious.
Hmm.
So my question is to see if there's anything that know, I have to do, or what is holding up this whole situation.
Sure.
As well as if I'm financially sound for it.
Okay. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. Are you alone in working on this purchase?
Yes.
Okay. And are you working with an agent?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not one specific.
All right. This
particular agent was the one that I worked with for this bid.
Mm-hmm. The reason that I ask is that when I had a house and I wanted to sell it and someone made an offer, I was told I had to make a decision very rapidly, that those were sort of kind of the rules. So you've made a bid and they're not responding. Clearly that indicates they're trying to see if they can get a better bid from somebody else.
It's bank-owned, so that's probably why it takes a little bit longer.
Maybe that is the case. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I look at your cards, and first of all, in the eighth house, which represents your ability to finance this thing, your cards look good. Where the problem comes in terms of how you feel about your income. And I pick my words with great care. When I look at this picture, your income looks adequate to be able to handle the mortgage that you're looking to take.
Mm-hmm.
But your second house cards, which represent the money in your pocket, that's where there's a lot of fear. So
okay.
You need to look at what that is. Is it rational or is it irrational fear? So can you get the house? I think you can. There is one other party who's, I believe, is bidding on it, and that's part of the conflict. But again, let's remember, you're in Aries. You're lucky. So what does that mean? No, seriously. So what does it mean? If you don't get this house, you're going to get a better one.
Okay.
Seriously. You fall with an ace of spades on one side of you and an ace of hearts on the other. The ace of spades is a headache. The ace of hearts is an opportunity. So what's the worst thing that can possibly come out of it? You could read these cards yourself. The worst thing that can happen is you'll get a better house.
Okay.
So I would just throw this one out to the universe and let it resolve itself. But I want you to take a look at the difference between the money you really have to spend and the feelings that you have around the money.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you want to focus on.
All right. Thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome, Kelly. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Mike in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Let's see. You're born under the sign of Scorpio. What's your question for me?
I want to see what's going on with my love life.
Okay. You're a young guy, and you're a Scorpio. Is there a woman you like right now?
A couple of them.
Oh, only a couple. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay. You know, when a Scorpio says, what's going on with my love life, I'm always puzzled, because Scorpio is the sign that has to do with charisma, with sexual attraction, with giving out a physical energy that's very powerful. And since you are born under that sign, I know that when you're alone, it's by choice. And when you've got women around you, it's up to you to decide what you want to do. So guess what I've got in this reading? I have in your fifth house of romance two women.
That's great.
And the Nine of Hearts is in there. So I can't choose between the two of them. Do you know their birthdays?
I don't.
Okay. All right, look. Look, Mike, you got to know a woman well enough to at least know her birthday before you can possibly make a decision. How long have you known these two women? Like 3 weeks?
A few months.
A few months, and you don't know their birthday.
A year.
You ought to know their birthdays by now.
No, it never came up.
Well, it'll come up if you ask. Okay, look, you have very nice cards, but it's neither of these women.
Neither of them?
No, it's neither one. So have a good time. You're not ready.
Boo.
No, you're not. You're not ready to settle down. You don't want to have kids today.
Yeah.
You want to have kids someday. That's
right.
What these cards say. So let's imagine that you get together with one of these two women and you decide to, let's get married. You know, she's close to 30. She's like 29 years old. She's going to want to have a baby now. Mike, you don't want to have a baby yet.
Right.
That's what's wrong. That's the only reason. That's the only thing that's wrong here. So enjoy both of them. And when the real one comes along who you really care about, which is probably going to be in the year 2010, believe it or not, she may come in next year. You may marry her in the year 2010. You'll know it. You'll know it, and you're going to call me, and you're going to say, bells and whistles are going off, and I just want to make sure you agree with me, and I will. Mike, thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Ann in North Smithfield. Ann, welcome to the program.
Hi,
Ann.
I have a real estate question for you.
This is Scorpio night, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's interested in buying my house. And I've found another house that I'd love to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to enter price negotiations on both of them, and
right.
I'm wondering if this timing is right and how it's going to work out.
Okay. As far as the timing is concerned, in a general sense for Scorpios, this is a very positive stretch of time. Jupiter and Saturn, these two planets that I focus on so much, sit equally distant from the sign of Scorpio on both sides. That's a very protective energy, number one. Number two, right now, the planets are kind of in a nice place. When did you make an offer on the house, or have you made it yet?
I haven't made it yet. I'm about to.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that a very nice day for submitting your offer will be on the 30th, which is Wednesday.
Okay.
That will be a great day for you to make the offer. It's also a day when the moon is in what's called a mutable sign, meaning that people will be more pliable. So I think that you can make an offer that you're comfortable with, even if it's not a full offer.
Okay.
As far as the offer made on your house, it seems to me to be reasonable.
Okay.
And I think that it's going to fall together in very good place for you. Altogether, I like what I'm seeing here. There's something awkward about one of the agents. I don't know what... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, there is.
Okay, fine. Then I'll drop it there since you already know what I'm talking about.
Yes, okay, something
fine.
Very awkward.
Yes, well, you're right. It's there. Your perceptions are accurate. Trust them. But all in all, it looks like you're okay. And that's what matters most.
Fantastic.
Thanks for the call, Ann. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line has become available. Janice in Fall River, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi,
nice
Janice.
To speak with you.
My pleasure.
Hi.
I see you're a Pisces. Pisces. Yep.
Yes, I am. Here's my question. My sister's also a Pisces, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so you become the Queen of Spades and she's the Queen of Clubs, and you question?
However, okay. She owns a house in Rhode Island in Tiverton.
Yeah.
The sun is, I guess it's 12/21/79.
Mm-hmm.
He allegedly said Tuesday night that someone opened his garage door and went in their garage door, and no one has a clicker to it except
okay.
him and his mom, which is at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know who it was, if he's even telling the truth, because he tends to be a liar somewhat. Could you tell me anything about that, please?
Well, what's interesting is he falls in the eighth house of the reading. The eighth house is people we would like to be able to have a good relationship with, but they somehow make life very difficult for us. And he falls in a place that represents that your sister is absolutely blind to him.
Absolutely. You're so on the money.
He also has had some very severe problems of his own, and on no level does he have his life in order.
Not.
He hangs out with a lousy crowd, and that's because that's how he views himself.
Uh-huh.
So when I look at these cards, I can't tell you that I see anyone in particular who, quote-unquote, broke in.
Uh-huh. Because
period.
He accused me.
Oh, you're the
doing
one.
It. Yeah, and I wasn't even in the area.
Janice,
and
when
that's
somebody,
why I
sweetheart,
am so...
please don't get upset about something. Listen, when somebody accuses you of something totally ridiculous, you laugh.
I have to laugh it off.
That's all. Just laugh, but be careful what you say to your sister. Your sister considers you her best friend, and if you put down her son, that will make it harder for her to maintain that loving relationship with you. Keep your mouth closed. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Cecilia in New Bedford, welcome to the program.
Hi,
Cecilia. You're welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
And you're another Scorpio.
Yes.
And what's your question tonight?
About relationship. I've been with someone for 7 years. We parted in 2007 in August.
Yes.
And now he's trying to get back. And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Cecilia, the Queen of Spades represents you being born under the sign of Scorpio. Can you tell me his birthday? I don't need the year.
He's Taurus.
He is a Taurus. Okay. So the Queen of Spades is you, and I have the card representing you. And there's two cards I use to represent him, one of which falls right in the first house of the reading, but with a card that suggests the breakup. The other one falls in the sixth house of the layout, which is a placement that says, you don't trust him anymore.
That's right.
So since you don't trust him anymore, and you feel as though he's trying to manipulate you, Why would you even consider getting back with him?
Okay, you answer it.
So,
oh, my God, right on the money.
Well, thank you.
Yes, the trust is gone.
There are two other men who show up in this reading. Cecilia, I think you're a woman who has a lot to offer. And as I've always told everybody, when it comes to the sign of Scorpio, you have the ability to attract a man. So go out there and attract somebody new. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. D on a cell phone. Welcome. Oops, I'm sorry. D, hold on. You're going to be next. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to WPRO and 99.7 FM. Our lines are full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Before I go back to the phones, I just would like to take this last opportunity to tell you that tomorrow, April 27th, I'll be doing a book signing at the Rowbottom Fine Art Gallery, where my husband Robert Lamb is going to be exhibiting his recent work. He illustrated my book, The Astrology of Great Sex, which is why I'm going to be at his opening signing my book. You're cordially invited to come on down to the opening. It'd be my pleasure to meet you. And if you're interested in getting a copy of the book, I'll be happy to sign it for you. That's tomorrow from 1 to 5 in the afternoon at J.H. Rowbottom Fine Art, 1590 Menden Road in Cumberland. Tomorrow, in fact, is going to be a busy day for me because in the morning from 10 to 12, I'm going to be at the Women's Expo at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Warwick. I'll be there from 10 to 12 doing quick readings just like these. Would you like to come? I'd love to see you there. Back to the phones. Dee on a cell phone. Welcome to the program. Hello, Dee.
Hello.
Hi there. I see you're an Aries.
Yes.
And your question for me, Dee.
I'm a widow, and I want to know if there's a romantic interest coming my way, or just what do you see for that?
Okay, is there anyone around right now, Dee, who you find interesting?
Yes.
Oh, and do you happen to know his birthday?
I do. He's a Libra.
That's all I need. Okay. So you're born under the sign of Aries, and he's a Libra. Those are opposite signs. Opposites can indeed attract. And let's see where he falls in this layout of the cards. I have the card that represents you. I have not found him yet. He's got to be here. Here, I have found him. Okay. He falls in the 11th house of the reading. The 11th house represents the idea of friends, hopes, and wishes, and so the best way to develop anything with him is to increase in some way the ability to contact, connect with him, and talk with him. Do you run into him at various places?
Yes. We go to dinner.
Okay. So you do go out with each other even now?
Yes.
Okay. In this layout, you fall in his 8th house. That's desire, and with nice cards around you, but I don't see him changing the nature of this relationship anytime soon. I think that he went through some experiences in his life that caused him to want to go very, very cautiously.
Yes.
And not only that, but he is content with things as they stand. You're both independent people. You both live your own lives. You've taken care of yourselves for quite some time, and all in all, he's comfortable with that. And there's no pushing him. If you really tried to, he'd just back out. One of the things that can be frustrating about dealing with people like Librans, and they're such nice people, but what drives you crazy sometimes is that they don't usually talk to you in the most direct fashion, and you want him to be very direct. And you can be sometimes even a little too direct. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to let him run this show. If you like things the way they are, I think they'll stay this way for the next many months. If you are frustrated with that, if you find yourself thinking, look, you know, I mean, maybe I'm not a kid anymore and maybe I'm not going to have kids, but nonetheless, I'd really like to be married to someone, I'd like to live in the same house with somebody, then I think you've got to move on because I don't see him moving in that direction at any predictable time based on what I'm looking at right now. Katie?
Okay.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-AMARIE in East Providence. Welcome to the program. Hi there. Is it Anne-Marie? Nope. Yeah, well, she's not talking to me. Not there. Okay, we're going to move on and speak to Ray in Cumberland. Ray, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Myrna?
I'm well, thanks. And I see you're calling about your wife?
Yes.
And what's your question for her?
All right, she has the opportunity to go in a, like a part-time business with another lady.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how you think she would do.
Okay, she's born under the sign of Taurus. Do you happen to know the other lady's birthday?
August 26th.
Very good. So you know that she is a Virgo.
Right.
And Taurus and Virgo are very well suited to each other. One of the things that's important, in my estimation, when a Taurus is going to go into business with somebody else, is that it be a partner who's not going to try to bully her, not try to push her, not try to get her to do things that she is not ready to do, because that would really undermine everything. The cards around your wife look really good right now, and in fact, she falls in her own seventh house, which is marriage, partnership, and best friends. Now, I think the only reason that you might be feeling concerned is that once before your wife was involved in some kind of a venture with another woman, right? Sometime back?
Not with another woman.
With a man? There was another...
Just herself. She had her own business.
She had her own business. This...
And she, right now she's retired.
Yeah.
She like this is like something she's good at and she want to do a part-time venture.
I think it's a great plan. I believe it can work as long as everybody is very clear about responsibilities, contracts, who's responsible for what, and how much money each side is putting in. As long as that's very clear, this is okay. But there is still some vestige, something or another, from that last business. And I don't know whether that has you feeling edgy or has her feeling that way. Maybe it just comes down to that the timing has to be very carefully worked out. But aside from that, I think the potential here is terrific.
What about her health?
That's another question. You'll have to call me another time. 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Those are the rules, guys. You got to ask one question. Sally on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Sally.
Hi.
Let's see. You're born under the sign of Virgo, I think, because you're you're born on one of those days when maybe this, maybe that. So I'm going to grab my book. And very
I am much more of a Leo than a Virgo, to be honest.
Okay. What's your question for me?
I'm very curious about what's in store for me with a love life.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to find out what you can read about that.
Okay, very good. And I'm looking at 8/23, which is the day you were born. And and what time of morning were you born? Do you have any idea?
I actually think I was born in the afternoon.
Well, my sweetheart, you happen to be a Virgo. Now, you may identify more with Leo, and I look at the rest of your planets. You have Mercury in the sign of Leo. You have Mars in the sign of Leo. So you have a lot of important Leo energy. In fact, even Pluto's in Leo. So 30% of your planets are in Leo, and only one planet is in Virgo, but it is your sun sign. So how do you like that? You just became a Virgo. Oh, my gosh. What did I do to you? Okay, Sally, let's get the cards.
I've had an astrology identity crisis for quite some time.
Well, I've just solved it. Okay, so you're a Virgo, and repeat your question because I was so busy looking you up.
I have not been in a relationship now for a few years.
Okay.
And I feel very ready to find the right guy.
Well, now that you know you're
he
a Virgo, you can.
Me.
You know, if you thought you were a Leo, you were going to find the wrong guy. So the Queen of Clubs, which is you, falls in the fifth house of the reading, and that's romance. You fall with a Three of Hearts, good news, and a Four of Hearts, which is a change for the better. Even by use of those words, you know that I've got nothing but good things to tell you. In fact, there are two kings that fall in appropriate locations. The King of Hearts falls right on the surface of the seventh house of marriage, and the King of Clubs falls right on the surface of the box that represents relationships. Opportunities exist for you. The question is, what do you have to do to make them happen? Okay, what do you have to do to make them happen? I don't see enough social activity around you at this time, and I believe you've got to step that one up. You've got to find some things to do with friends that make it possible to meet people you don't already know. Not enough of that's been going on. You seem to be living your life very nicely. You're doing very well. But things are on a plateau. Okay, Sally, you know that. Things are on a plateau. And if you want them to change, you've got to do something to make yourself climb some steps or jump off a cliff. Something's got to happen. Have you thought about that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I am saying to you, you've got to do something to shake your life up a little bit. Have you thought about that?
Oh, I've thought about that quite a bit.
Okay.
I am a very social person, and I'm always looking to go and do things with friends. I've got many friends.
Okay, great. Okay.
But nothing's come up yet.
Okay, then you and your friends need to sit down and brainstorm about doing things differently from the way you're doing them right now. Mm. You know, because it hasn't worked, and it won't. And yet I see two men who are really possible. The Five of Hearts falls with one, the Nine of Hearts falls with the other. And so I expect that you will meet these men in a stretch of time between September and May. And I see two men coming into your life. And what's interesting is I don't think either one of them is going to be the man you marry. I think that man's not going to come into your life until the late spring, summer season of the year 2009, maybe even beyond that. But I don't see you alone. You've got beautiful cards, so keep it up. But sit down with your friends and say, look, we're not going to the right places. It's not working. We're not doing the right stuff. What else could we do? What might we do that's different from this? Come up with some ideas, even if they seem kind of crazy, and give them a try. Sally, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Lindsay in Providence. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay, you are a Libra.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I have a lot of things that are sort of starting, ending, changing, moving around, and I feel very disconnected and unsettled, and I just wanted to see, like, what the next year is going to bring, if this is going to calm down and things will be more peaceful.
Okay, that is an extremely broad and general question, the kind of thing that I do very well in my office when you and I have an hour to spend together. But on the radio, where we have, like, 2.5 minutes... I'm not very good at how's the whole coming year in every aspect of my life. There is one thing, however, that I do know about you. You have a wonderful ability to create illusions, which could be useful if you were an ad writer, if you were in copywriting, or even in teaching, because you have a wonderful ability to use words and create pictures, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what happens is you create these illusions for yourself out of fantasies and buy them as realities.
Okay.
And then you're really confused.
Yeah.
And I think that that's part of what's going on right now. One of the things that you're doing that's not helping you out is that you're telling yourself that you're confused. Now, I'm reading your cards here. This is what I'm seeing in your first house and in your third and in your ninth and in your 12th. So I'm not inventing. These are right in front of me as pictures. And they tell me that right now, when you say to yourself, I don't quite know where I'm going. I'm confused. I'm not sure if it's this way or that way. What your brain is hearing is, I am confused. I'm not sure which direction to go in. You've got to reprogram your own thinking. And your thinking has to be, I am in the process of developing a new path. All of a sudden, it becomes very positive, and it puts you in control. And it will solve a lot of the problems that you've been feeling confused about. And it is within you to fix this. But right now, the confusion is absolutely everywhere in this layout. And it tells me that unless you make these kinds of changes, you're only going to perpetuate the confusion that you're feeling through this year and into next. Lindsay, thank you for the call. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. And then you know what happens. Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. Doesn't get any better than what we do here on Saturday nights at WPRO. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Melissa in Fall River. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Melissa. I see you're a Gemini. And what's your question for me?
I'm actually in a relationship right now with someone. And I was just wondering if you had any foreseen future...
Gotcha.
Anything.
Yeah. Anything. Okay.
Off.
The Queen of Diamonds is you. What's his birthday?
September 16th.
So he's a Virgo and you're a Gemini. And how long have you been seeing him?
It's been about a year now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In my estimation, you're both extremely young and need to take a lot of time.
Well, I'm extremely young and he's older.
Well, that's a good thing because... You're extremely young, and Gemini is a sign of experimentation. And for the most part, Geminis are advised to wait until they're about 29, oh my gosh, what did I just say to you, years old before getting married.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm suggesting to you that you need to go very slowly, and therefore, if this Virgo man seems to be measuring his time with care, allow him to.
Okay.
There are men all over this reading, honey.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So enjoy the Virgo. Put no pressure. It won't work anyhow. Virgos don't do pressure. You press a Virgo and they just disappear.
Uh-huh.
So let's see where it goes on its own. In the meantime, find out who you are.
Okay.
You have a lot to, I mean, you know, this layout suggests that you're a bright woman. You've got a lot of creativity going for you. It looks like you've got a very good job. It looks like you've already got some good credentials, but would like to pursue more. And I would encourage you to do that. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. So I want you to become who you are. And as far as the Virgo is concerned, let's enjoy him and see what happens next.
Okay.
Melissa, thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Linda in Mansfield, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Thank
I see
you. Thank
you,
Michael.
Well, you're most welcome, and you're a Pisces. And what's your question for me?
I don't know if I'm going to be losing my job, and if I do, will I be okay?
Okay, let's find out for you.
Thank you.
And you have some interesting energy in your fundamental chart, which makes people feel comfortable when they're around you. And that's one of the things that's very useful in terms of finding work. And you have in this layout of the cards that magical card that I refer to so often, the Nine of Hearts, falls right in the first house of the reading. What that means is you're okay. It means no matter what, you're okay. Yes, you're going to lose your job.
I am.
Yes, you're going to lose that job. Nine of Spades, worst card in the deck, falls in the sixth house. So the job is going to be history before too much longer. It might even be a couple of months from now. You can take a five-week breather if you'd like to, and then you'll walk right into another job, because what is clear in this layout is that there's no real financial burden that comes out of losing the job. So you can start looking for a new job now if you want to, or you can just let nature take its course, lose the job, and then move on and find something else after you give yourself a little vacation. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? Linda, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Tricia in Rockland, Mass. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Tricia. I see that you're born under the sign of Gemini, and what's your question for me?
Well, my job no longer looks stable. I was wondering what my financial future looks like.
You know, tonight, as I came over to the station and I was studying where the planets are, the sun is in the sign of Taurus, which is the sign of stability and security and therefore represents concerns about money. And the moon is in the sign of Capricorn, which is all about practical stuff. And it's a sun-moon trine, and I figured that we'd get a lot of call on finances, and we certainly have. So the Queen of Clubs is, the Queen of Diamonds is you because you're a Gemini. And as far as your job is concerned, your sixth house cards indicate that there may be something coming down the pike that's not too good, but it's, and in fact, I think it's very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon.
Yeah.
But what's amazing, I mean, really, it could be like 4 weeks or even less. The company is really not doing what it's supposed to be doing. There's a lot of problems.
Yes.
But in your third house, which is interviews, you have the Ace and Nine of Hearts, gorgeous cards for finding a new job. And let's see, is it simply okay? One of the things that I like for you is that these cards suggest the new job. The new job is represented by the third house in this layout, and that puts it quite close to where you're living right now. In fact, something like maybe even a 9-mile radius from where you're living. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be an improvement. It makes the commute shorter, and I think you're going to like it. I think you're ready for a change.
I am.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck, Tricia. Thank you for calling me. You're welcome. Let's talk to Mary in East Greenwich. Mary, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm going to thank you for taking my call. I purchased a house last year, and of course, I'm quite a bit in over my head now because I've had some serious health problems.
Oh, dear.
And I placed it back on the market. I just wondered if you could see anything in the future of my being able to sell it.
Okay, let's get these cards down. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you born under the sign of Cancer. And in the fourth house, which represents the property, you have two clubs and two hearts. Those are encouraging cards for you to be able to sell. And I do think that it's necessary for you to do it because it's just too much for you to handle.
Yes, that's what I've discovered.
And
yes.
As soon as you do sell it, believe it or not, I think your health is going to improve.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, see, the thing is, Cancer is a water sign and therefore a psychic sign, and you take things in. And the minute you moved into that house, you knew that you were over your head, right?
That approximately, yes.
You know, you walked into the house as an owner, and you started breathing in the house, and it was making you ill. And it's not because the house is sick. It's because it was not the right time for you to make this move. It didn't fit for you. And I am very encouraged that you will sell the house. Worst case scenario, it might take you to the end of July. But I really feel pretty confident about you being able to find a buyer for your house right around your birthday.
Oh,
good luck with that. Yep.
Thanks.
Good luck, Mary. I think I can squeeze in Dora Lynn, but before I speak to you, Dora Lynn, I just want to remind everybody that if you're interested in having a private consultation with me, whether a very short one or a very long one, my office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island, and the phone number there is 401-333-7970, 333-7970. On Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., I do quick readings just like this right over the telephone. Otherwise, we can do longer readings. Back to the phones. Dora Lynn, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Certainly.
I'm calling regarding my brother, who is a Virgo.
Right, I see that.
He worked for an employer for about, 2 months, and about a month ago, he is still working for this employer. However, he is an independent, and I'm just wondering how this is going to work for him.
In other words, your brother,
in effect,
he's self-employed.
Exactly, but he's still,
he does contract work, as it were.
For this particular employer.
Only for this one?
Yes.
And so he does a lot of work for this one all year
long.
This
one here is, they're selling equipment.
Yes,
and
well, what it comes
equipment.
Down to is and that your brother has put too many eggs in one small basket. And I think that basket's in a little bit of jeopardy. So if I were your brother, I would be looking for at least one other person to whom I could contract my services. I think that he's going to need that. And I think that he has an awareness of that. Hasn't the amount that this man has been hiring him already slipped? Hasn't he cut back?
Well, actually, he cut back this way because apparently he has some financial
difficulties. I know that. So I'm looking in your brother's cards. And in his second house, the money is in chaos. And in his eighth house, which is his ability to put money aside and save, it's gone. So clearly that's because work-wise things have fallen apart. The handwriting is on the wall. If your brother doesn't do anything, this will go right down the drain. If he gets busy right now and makes an attempt to find new sources for business, he will succeed. He's made friends in the industry. He knows other people who could use his services, and it's time for him to do something along those lines.
Oh. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you called. Okay, I don't have time to talk to you, Amy. If I do, I would be cutting you right off. So I hope that you'll call back next week and be the first caller. And for everyone else, the same thing. I don't like to leave you on hold like that, but I do appreciate all your calls. All of you, thank you so much for joining me this week here on WPRO. I want to say thanks to RJ. You did a great job. Not easy the first time out. Thank you so much. And, of course, stay tuned for Beyond Reality here on WPRO and 99.7 FM with Jason Haas, and I'm Grant Wilson. And Grant Wilson, I'm Myrna Lamb, wishing you a great week.